The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 383.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a woman with many hats, such as a writer and a public speaker. I'm just really excited for her to be on the show today to talk about self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Ninia Tarol. Ninia, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Hello, everyone. I'm Ninia from Manila in the Philippines. And as Sheena mentioned, I'm a writer by profession, but I'm also a public speaker and I wear a lot of hats. So I work in the corporate world, but I'm also running a new training and consulting and coaching business. And I like keeping myself busy with a lot of other things.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Ninia, what's your cultural background?
I'm Filipino. Technically I'm half Filipino, half British. So my biological father's British. I never met him though. But my mother is a mix of Filipino, Spanish, and Chinese. So I'm pretty much a mixed bag. And what's interesting though is that I grew up in a very Western fashion because my mom had traveled around a lot while we were growing up. So we were pretty much raised very un-Asian or un-Filipino. So we grew up with a lot of her own influences from, different parts of the world.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
My favorite self-confidence quote comes from Coco Chanel. I actually love a lot of quotes, but this one really resonated with me. It says, "The most courageous act is still to think for yourself aloud." And I love it especially because it really encourages people, especially women, to think for themselves, to own their own thoughts and ideas, and really be unashamed to share them with the rest of the world. Because I believe that great ideas can come from anywhere. And if we are able to share more of ourselves and more of our ideas, who knows what change we can create or, what problems we can solve by being able to share our own thoughts and share our own ideas and be able to contribute, in a world where ideas can really come from anywhere.
Thanks for sharing that great quote. And I love it, especially, as Asian women, we've always been taught to just be quiet, never say anything, never make any noise. And, sometimes we have to think out loud and just speak our voice so that, it helps us be the person that we are and be the person that we're meant to be. So I really love that. And, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, really, to me, it's about being true to yourself and your own purpose. And once again, being unapologetic for who you are and when you speak your own truth and living your own life with full authenticity and without regrets. Again, there's so much of us that's called to be quiet, not be seen, not be heard, and conform to society. But for me, self-confidence is really owning up to all of that and being unashamed and really being proud of who you are and what you bring into the world.
That's a great definition. I love how you mentioned, just being unapologetic, because we're always great at apologizing for every single thing, even though we don't even know we're saying sorry for half of the times, right? So I think it's a great reminder, it's okay to be our true selves. So thanks for sharing that. And Ninia, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
I actually grew up a very, very painfully shy and insecure kid. I was a really chubby kid, had a really soft voice. I was such a bookworm. I just wanted to stay indoors and read my books. And, my teachers would tell me that they couldn't hear me recite in class because my voice was just so feeble and small. But there were, some pivotal moments in my life that gradually led up to, I guess, where I am now. And the first was joining the theater club in high school because I was really shy, but I really was enamored of drama and theater and I wanted to write scripts. So I said, I'll join the theater club, but I didn't realize that I was going to enjoy actually acting on stage and directing and not just writing the script. So once I discovered the stage and theater, it just transformed me. It allowed me to get rid of stage fright, be able to speak on stage in front of so many audiences and be comfortable in that kind of space. And then when I was a bit older, my second pivotal moment was when I was 23 years old, and you know, my family's financial situation really took a dive, and I had to step up and support the family. So at the time, I was a writer, so I did a lot of freelance work. I established my own editorial consultancy, and it really allowed me to do what I love best, attract really good clients, get really good work, and get known for, you know, something I was apparently good at and I really loved doing it. More importantly, it allowed me to take care of my family. So that opened me up to the possibility that, you know, hey, I you know, I'm actually good at this and people actually pay me good money to do this. So maybe there's something here. And the third pivotal moment was really, you know, sometimes there are some moments in our lives when we make really bad decisions. And I was in a really bad relationship at the time. I used to be married, and I was trapped in a very bad relationship that made me feel small all the time and that made me feel ashamed of my own success. But I realized, you know what? I don't have to live this life. And it was leaving that relationship behind that allowed me to reclaim my confidence and say, this is who I am. Again, I'm not going to apologize for who I am and what I can achieve and my own success. And I shouldn't let myself feel small just so that someone else can feel big. So it was those three moments, I think, throughout my life that ultimately really allowed me to claim this kind of self-confidence and be unashamed of who I am.
Thanks for sharing that, especially all the pivotal moments that you have. And it's great that, you know, like each moment that you encountered, you just became stronger and stronger, right? And you know, sometimes the bad situations that we have in life actually help us be the person that we are, be strong, be courageous, have that confidence to keep going and knowing that we're worth it, right? We are worthy of great things. And, you know, because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, you know, it's really been amazing. There was a time, one really moment of realization there was, I love doing dream boards, you know, vision boards and collages, and I now do workshops that allow people to discover theirs. But I was doing my own dream board in the middle of that personal crisis, and I realized, you know, I would want a life that's much better than this. And what I did was really stuck to that dream board and stuck to that dream, And ever since then, it's really been an amazing journey of discovering who I am, what else I can do, exploring the world. So for the past 3 years, I've been really stepping up in my career. I've been traveling, doing speaking engagements, not just here, but also outside the country. And now I have a passion project called Kickfire Kitchen, which I'm also turning into a business to really help people transform themselves into the best versions of themselves, because I saw that happen to me. And I figured if that can happen to me, then, you know, it would be so powerful to be able to share that with other people. So it's really been amazing when I finally let go of these barriers and of what people say I should and shouldn't be. And when I finally honored self and my dreams and my own purpose, it hasn't been easy, but it's been a really amazing process of self-discovery and I guess self-actualization, if you can call it that.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, Nina, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What'd be that one tip you would give to her?
I think by now you can probably notice I speak a lot. I prepared a few points, but, you know, really just revolving around purpose and truth. And I believe that, you know, for any woman out there who's really on that journey, you have to know your purpose and your truth. And once you know who you are and what you're here for and what you stand for, you've got to speak that purpose and truth. You've got to live it as best as you can, and you have to be unafraid, because a lot of times we act out of fear instead of acting out of love, you know, for ourselves and for others. And I also think that you know, we always have to start from a place of self-love, and then it flows out to everything else we do. But also, if we want to have the best opportunities in life, we have to be the best versions of ourselves. You know, we can't aspire to great things if we're not prepared mentally, physically, or emotionally, intellectually, and all that. So I always believe in always striving to be a better version of myself than yesterday or the day before. And then that's how we get to live a really amazing life. life. And that's also how we can claim the confidence, because we know we're just trying to do better at being ourselves every single time. And lastly, again, I'm such a big believer in, you know, dreaming, daring, and doing. So I would encourage women out there to don't ever stop dreaming and don't ever give up on your dreams, because it's, you know, we were meant to live really amazing lives if we only had the courage to dream and then dare and do.
Thanks for sharing those amazing tips. And I love, you know, everything that you mentioned. It's so true, you know, especially, you know, knowing and speaking your truth and then acting on it is the most important part. So thanks for sharing that. And Nina, if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
You can reach me on both Twitter and Instagram at Nina Terol. That's NINATEROL. I'm pretty active on Instagram. I post a lot of quotes and photos, so you can see what I'm up to from there. I'd also like to share my two Facebook pages. One is my author page. It's called Nina's Notebook by Nina Terol, and you can find it on Facebook at Nina's Notebook. And another is Cake Fire Kitchen. So that's where we offer workshops, webinars, coaching, and a lot of learning events really around kicking the inner fire in people and helping them discover their passion and their purpose. And you can find it at Facebook at Cake Fire Kitchen. And lastly, I invite everyone out there to also read my blog. So I blog whenever I can. My blog is called Little Rich Girl. So you can find it on littlerichgirl.wordpress.com. So that's a lot, but you know, I hope you can take the time to discover a little bit of, you know, what I can share.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Nina, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Nina's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Nina for taking the time to share her story with us today. So thank you so much.
You're very welcome. And thank you also for the opportunity, Sheena. And, you know, I love the name The Tao of Self-Confidence. And, you know, I love what you're doing for your listeners out there.
Not a problem. You know, it was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.